USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Las Vegas authorities say at least six people were killed and 13 injured during a fire in a three-story downtown apartment complex. Several people were injured after they jumped. Tim Sinaski is with the Las Vegas Fire Department.
You cannot imagine how unbearable the conditions are inside of a building when it catches fire. This is their home. Polyurethane foam makes a nauseous smoke. It's like being underneath water. You absolutely are not going to breathe. It's poison.
The cause of the fire at the Alpine Motel Apartments is still under investigation. The Southern Nevada Red Cross has sent personnel for the nearly two dozen people who were displaced. As Christmas approaches, the U.S. is closely watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch. Officials are referring to it as a Christmas surprise. Earlier this month, the North conducted what U.S. officials say was an engine test. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
It's the one word you don't want to hear around Christmas, layoffs. United Steel Corporation in River Rogue, Michigan, is laying off as many as 1,500 workers. Mayor Michael Butler.
We are dropping toys and clothes off to over 400 kids in this community. It's going to take 2 days.
Boeing is putting a positive spin on its Starliner spacecraft, which failed to hit the right orbit to reach the International Space Station on Friday. Vice President Jim Chilton.
The Boeing NASA team on our very first flight got a little surprise immediately upon reaching space, and their reaction and professionalism has been really inspiring, and what it inspires is confidence for future missions.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is working to win the support of Latino, Black, and Asian voters in Las Vegas this weekend. First, he met with the leaders of the Latino community in Nevada, where there's a large percentage of the Democratic electorate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Wildfires continue to burn out of control in parts of South New Wales and South Australia. USA's John Clemens reports.
The death toll continues to mount as at least 3,000 firefighters battle the heat and the flames that are so strong they have caused severe thunderstorms in the region. Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons declared a catastrophic fire danger.
Catastrophic fire dangers are as bad as it gets. These are the very worst of conditions, and given that we've got a landscape with so much fire active and burning in it, you've got a recipe for very serious concern.
A call has been issued for prayers for rain that could help the dryness in the region. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The city of Baltimore will be monitored by surveillance airplanes for up to 6 months next year under a pilot program that's aimed at helping law enforcement investigate violent crime. USA's John Hunt has details.
The flights, which civil liberties groups oppose, will start in May and gather footage during the hours when the city experiences high rates of crime. Police Commissioner Michael Harrison said, "We will be the first American city to use this technology in an attempt to solve and deter violent crime." Baltimore is experiencing one of its most violent years on record, with more than 330 homicides so far in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.